Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Impressions of Taylor Heinicke, who really seemed to have a really good game last week.
Oh, he's good. He's real good. Definitely a guy that we have to prepare well for. Once again, more weapons outside, a good run game. So, he has some weapons around us, and we've got to prepare accordingly.
Obviously, Terry McLaurin is a guy that, this is no new development, that he's a great player. He's had a lot of good games in this league. What do you make of him, and what do you guys got to do to kind of limit him?
He's a really, really good, talented receiver. I think that I just playing him in, I think it was a couple years ago, got a lot of respect for him. Hardworking guy, can do it all. Number one receiver. He's gonna be a weapon. So it's another good challenge for us to go up against him and try to take him away.
About a late interception by Heinicke. What did you see from the Giants defender on that? Did he just
made a great play? Yeah. Made a great play when they needed it. That was a very good game and. I think that's probably something he'll learn from. But the guy on the corner made a great play.
You mentioned after the game that you felt like they made some adjustments that you guys maybe didn't quite catch up to in the second half of that game. Obviously, you didn't run into that same problem in Miami. Did you guys change your approach for week two in the second half of the game?
No, I just think we stuck with what we do. Sometimes it's not about the other team. Sometimes it's about us, and it's about execution. I can say that in that Pittsburgh game, we didn't make some adjustment at the same time. You still got to execute what's called. In the second half of the Miami game, we did that. We executed, and obviously you saw the result of it.
How common is it for teams to – how much time do you really have, at halftime, to really drastically change what you're doing? You know what I mean?
Most of the preparation comes during the week for sure. I just think that you, as the coaches go about the game, they see what they're doing, kind of getting the flow. Because, you really don't – the first 15 plays, the offense, I'm speaking defensively, first 15 plays, you really find out what they're doing against our defense. So if you go into the game with a game plan that necessarily isn't working for that, then coming at halftime, make some adjustments. And sometimes we make adjustments on the sideline. I think that we've been together long enough as a defense, as a secondary, that if, Frage comes up to us or – our coaches come up to us, JB or Bobby, and says, "Hey, let's do this instead of that." We can make those adjustments on the sideline. But most of the time, halftime goes by so fast. Everyone's going to the bathroom, getting their orange slices and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that, you really don't have that much time to make adjustments, like you said. A lot of adjustments.
Where do you play your peanut butter? Do you
do a diagonal? I'm a diagonal guy, okay. For sure.
That's kind of
creepy.
I know. I understand. I took it off heat. I don't need more. So you've been in the red jersey a couple days dealing with a neck injury. When did that happen?
I'm trying to be a quarterback. I see them doing it. So, nothing's wrong. Just trying to get some good reps without getting out in practice without getting, drilled or anything. Just red jersey just lets people know, I'm out there not to get hit or anything. So. Be out there on Sunday, can't wait, feel great, feel like I'm 25 again, so we'll be good.
You had the red jersey on last year with the neck thing.
Did I?
Didn't you? I can't remember either.
I don't know. I just feel like being in the league as much as I have, you get some nagging things, you get some wrists, you get some soreness in your neck, you get some ankles. Sometimes it happens, but, got to get your body right for Sunday.
Are you qualifying for vet rest days or not yet?
Maybe talk to Sean about that. Maybe it's a question for Sean. He takes care of us. This has been my ninth year. He'll take care of us. If something was really wrong, I know that Sean would have our back for sure.
I was just on Monday that you were speaking in code about blitzing you more often because of how successful it was. Was that your intention?
No, not at all. I always take especially with myself and Poe, we try to take pride in being able to do everything on the football field, whether if it's covering, blitzing, playing the deep middle, you know, possibly playing corner if we send a corner, stuff like that. So, you know, we take pride in doing everything. So that's just another thing we want to add to our repertoire, and you know, we take pride in it.
How did it feel to get a sack last week?
Felt good. I haven't felt that since Green Bay. It was a long time coming. Finally, 5 years here in Buffalo. Got one, and I'm ready to get a career high here soon.
Ask you guys about Taren after the game. Jordan jumped in right away. We didn't get to hear too much from you.
Yeah.
How much has he grown, and how much more can he handle out there when you're asking him to do more?
Yeah. He's right there. I'm not going to speak too loud. I don't want him to hear this because I wouldn't tell it to his face. But love that dude, man. He just does everything for our defense. You got to have a nickel that's a dog, and that's him. You know, he's been showing it the last couple of years, and you know, just a great kid, great guy. Has come a long way. You see his growth mentally, you know, on the football field and even off, just becoming a man. And it's so cool to see, you know, a young guy like that coming along. And he's going to make a lot of plays in this league for a long time.
When you say a dog, like, what do you categorize as that definition that makes him
good? Somebody that just wakes up every Sunday and just is ready to go. You know, between me and you guys, I look at Taren and pregame snack, and this dude he don't want to eat because he's just too focused on the game. He's, you know, he's thinking about how he can make plays and, you know, how he's going to execute. So he just came and eat. He can't keep the food down. So, you know, the guys like that, you know, just want to go out there and just kind of, you know, hit somebody just to get themselves going. That's a dog right there. It's a dog.
It's only been two games, but what have you seen from AJ Epinesa so far this season?
He's a Hawkeye. You know, it's all about the process and getting better each and every game, each and every year. And he's going to continue to do that. I'm glad to see, you know, he stuck around here during the offseason, getting his body right, learning the playbook, and it's paying off. You know, he made a lot of plays in college, and that's what got him to this point and to come here being a young guy. I've always said that year one to year two transition is the best year for a player. You go that whole rookie year, kind of not really knowing what's going on, somewhat knowing the playbook. You get into year two, and you have a whole offseason to get your body right, get your mind right, and you get into training camp and you're focused. And we see that now with AJ, and sky's the limit for him for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.